Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 9, you will hear stories from our 10th collection, Now or Never. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Another Door by Labrina Burton. I took a deep breath, then opened the door. Before me, in the spare closet, loomed a Mount Everest-sized pile of out-of-date dresses, a pair of 25-year-old combat boots, and a stack of notebooks and photo albums. For 5 years, while I worked on my Army memoir, I ignored this and all the rest of my life's clutter. Later, I promised, after I write, after I edit, then I would face it. But I never got around to it. My book was published last summer, and I spent fall attending book fairs, author readings, and talking with others about their military experiences. Then Christmas happened. I needed to find decorations, ornaments, and lights. I had no choice but to go into my overstuffed closet. Buried at the bottom was my wreath. I gave it a slight tug. The mountain of clutter grumbled and groaned. I rushed to shut the door, but it was too late. An avalanche spilled out at my feet. The time had come for me to face what I had avoided. While deciding which items to keep, donate, or discard, I discovered my senior's book filled with keepsakes from my last year of high school. Eager to discover what I thought was worth preserving 25 years ago, I thumbed through the pages. Past a ticket stub to Titanic, an 18th birthday card, and a picture of me in Army dress greens was my senior English project. Written in loopy cursive, the writing portfolio included a family tree, a poem about my mother, and a letter to my father, who I had not seen in a decade. In the letter I wrote, I had completed basic training and was soon off to college. I hoped my father would be proud. I hugged the book to my chest. Keep. My eyes watered. Must be all the dust, I lied. Reorganizing a single closet, let alone my whole life, seemed too overwhelming. I asked friends for advice. They recommended I read tidying guru Marie Kondo's book. Several years ago, when I watched the TV series, I rolled my eyes as she folded socks and thanked old sweaters. But now, here I was, and desperate. So I checked out the book and promised to keep an open mind. Instead of focusing on what to toss out, Kondo recommended concentrating on what to keep because it enhances our lives. Only by letting go of that which no longer sparks joy will we have space for that which does. Organizing, I realized, was like writing. By editing out what does not contribute, it leaves behind the parts that enhance and strengthen a story. While writing my memoir, I let go of some of my past hurt. I discovered that I, too, was stronger and more open to possibility. By freeing up emotional space, joy crept in to fill the spaces once occupied by pain. Soon, like a story, my edited home took shape. Reorganizing only confirmed what writing had taught me. I could tackle the messy parts of life I often wished to forget. With that confidence, I applied my skill to my cluttered digital world, starting with the unanswered Facebook notifications. Among the dozens of neglected messages was a year-old friend request from someone I had never met, a woman with my last name, my younger half-sister, my father's youngest daughter. Nope. Delete, I thought. You've already closed that door. But I hesitated, and before I could change my mind again, I hit accept. Hey, I texted. I guess we're sisters, LOL. I shut my eyes and pressed the send button. She replied a few moments later, "Hi." Over several days, we exchanged dozens of text messages. I learned she was a busy wife and a new mom, but still spoke to her parents every day. Shortly before Christmas, she texted, "Mom says you should call Dad." "Sometime soon," I promised myself, "after New Year's." On a cold, dark January afternoon, snuggled under a blanket with my pug on my lap, I sat dozing on the couch. A book about carefully choosing what, whom, to let into one's life fell from my hands. Nearby, my cell phone buzzed. Half asleep and bleary-eyed, I squinted to read the screen. A message. "Dad wants your number." I put the phone down. "Later, after I sleep, after I clean," I declared, grumbling to myself. I turned over on the couch, but the text had burned its image onto my brain. Her dad, my dad, wanted to call me. I rolled over again and opened the Messenger app. In the reply box, the cursor flashed, awaiting my response. I hovered my thumb over the keyboard, unsure if I was ready for what might come tumbling out at my feet. I hesitated. I took a deep breath. Copyright 2024, Labrina Burton. Labrina Burton lives in Lexington, Kentucky with her husband and pug. She completed the Carnegie Center's Author Academy in 2020 and is now pursuing her MFA at Eastern Kentucky University's Bluegrass Writers Studio. In 2023, Hydra Publications, Erudite Press, released her first book, Shitbag Soldier, a creative nonfiction memoir detailing her experience as a young soldier in a pre-9/11 U.S. Army. Her short stories and poems are featured in the anthologies That Southern Thing, Trouble, Curious Stuff, Twists and Turns, From Pen to Page 2, and G.I. Days. Thank you for listening to another 6-Minute Story. You can read them all in the 10 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELLJones.com. There you can learn more about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.